Residents of York, Pennsylvania, have given their city $83,630.38 and counting. It's an effort to save the city from a $1 million budget shortfall, and the money is still coming in, $3.32 at a time. The mayor of York is John Brenner, and he joins us from his office there in York. Mayor Brenner, what's the idea here?
Hello, Steve. The idea here was to ask county residents, those that live outside the city, to contribute the equivalent of a six-piece Chicken McNugget Happy Meal, $3.32, to offset the costs that we need to reach in 2003 for public safety. I went to the county commissioners and asked them if they could make room in their budget. Unfortunately, they couldn't, but the citizens of York and York County said, we can afford $3.32, and they started sending in the checks overwhelmingly.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said the citizens said this, but who thought of this? How'd the idea get out?
Well, we thought of it. I was looking for a way to put a price tag on basically the value of the service we provide to the 302,000 residents that live in York County who do not live in the city. They live outside of city limits. And if you take those 302,000 people and multiply by 332, you come in just over $1 million.
You accept checks?
We do.
Credit cards?
Well, I'm sure we can accept a credit card, but checks are to be made out to the city of York. And that's P.O. Box 509, York, Pennsylvania, 17405. And you know,
enough.
Let me tell you something.
Enough.
People across the country, after this has hit national, believe it or not, have been sending in donations. We received a $3.32 check from Honolulu, Hawaii. And you say, well, why should anybody want to do that who doesn't live in York County?
You know, why should anybody want to do that who doesn't live in York
County?
I'm glad
you asked that question. Well, York City actually served. It was known as Yorktown in 1777 and 1778 as the capital of the United States. The Continental Congress moved from Philadelphia to Lancaster, and then to make sure that it was difficult for the British to get to them, they crossed the Susquehanna River and landed here in Yorktown. And for a short period of time, York, Pennsylvania, was the capital of the United States.
Now, you've been telling people that if you don't get the $1 million, you're going to have to lay off police officers and firefighters, right?
That's right. In fact, I had really looked at laying off 18 police officers and 14 firefighters, but I cut that number in half. But I still have some additional gaps to fill for 2003 in our public safety budget. And that $1 million would certainly guarantee that we wouldn't have to lay off people toward the end of this year.
Okay. John Brenner is the mayor of York, Pennsylvania. Mayor Brenner, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve.